We appreciate our radio audience, and we appreciate the group that's here at the Helen Arts and Heritage Center to participate in this forum and to listen, and then, of course, the candidates who will be answering questions. Let me just kind of paint the picture here, like Larry Munson used to do. We have one long table, and sitting at this table at upstairs at the Helen Arts and Heritage Center is Jeff Ash, who is a city commissioner now, and we have Cinnamon Spurlock, who is running for the office, and we have Lee Landreth, who's running for the office, and Donna K. Burke, who's a current city commissioner and mayor, who's running for re-election, and we have Ronnie Helton. Just so everybody knows, this is in Helen, they don't have different posts they run. Everybody runs together in an election, and the top two vote getters are elected. And so Jeff's seat is up, or Jeff is up for election, re-election, and so is Donna Kay. So if they're, you know, the top two vote getters and they go in for four more years, if somebody else, if Lee and Cinnamon is, then they're the, you know, they go in. So they just, and then of course we have three other commissioners that are not running this time around. So that's how that works. And of course the election is Tuesday, November the 3rd, even though early voting has already started here at Helen City Hall. Is that right, Jerry? Yeah. Okay. So just a very quickly about the format. The format is I have a questions that some of you have already written. You can write more if you want to. We'll just go. We either run out of questions or it gets 7 o'clock. And that's the good thing about this forum. It's going to end at 7. That means the candidates are going to have 3 minutes to introduce themselves. We're going to start with Ronnie down here and go down the row. And they're given 3 minutes. They don't have to take 3 minutes. But after that, we'll kind of wave our arms and say it's time to stop. Also, they'll have 2 minutes to answer the same question. So whatever question I ask, the candidates has a microphone they'll pass back and forth, and it will allow them to, everybody will have a chance to answer the same question. So you'll see the different nuances in the answers that way. And so we won't be answering one candidate one question and one candidate another. So just be aware of that. And they'll have two minutes to do that. So after about, you have about 30 seconds left in those answers, Beth will raise her hand and say, hey, you got 30 seconds. So kind of keep your eye on her every now and then. And finally, at the end, we'll have a ending with a two-minute summation. We'll begin with Jeff and go all the way down to Ronnie. And that's the way it works. And does anybody have any questions? Okay. Oh, and if you have questions, just give them to I have some up here already, and I have a few that I brought with me. But if you have any questions, just give them to Cindy during the session, because you know some of these answers may spur on other questions. Okay, so we'll get this started, and with Ronnie Helton.
Born and raised up in Gainesville, Georgia, just south of here, and I've drifted up into Helen about 8 years ago, and I've kind of fallen in love with the city. I've been working here as a photographer, and you know I enjoy my job and the people that I work with. The town is really a awesome place. The people that work here and run the stores and things like that are awesome people. I am running for city council. And I have a few goals that I would like to stick to, and one of mine is some communication with the people and everything here in town. I walked through town today and talked to several of them, and they're encouraged with the commission race this year, so I just want to do what I can for the city and to help it grow and expand and do what I can.
Thank you. Next is Donna K. Burke.
My name is Donna K. Burke, and I'm from White County, the Helen Salty area. I had Donna K. Realty and Rentals for about 18 years, and I closed that down and went with Century 21 Community Realty about 3 years ago, so I am an associate broker with them. I also opened up Grandma's House Pottery and Collectibles last year. So I do pottery, and I also carry some of the local artists' pottery. And I did that as a three-year project, so this is the second year. So I may end up doing that for three or four more years. But anyway, I have been in office for 12 years, and I am seeking re-election.
Hi, my name's Lee Landris, and my love of Helen started many years ago on a Thanksgiving weekend. And over the last 20 years or so, I turned it into a business, bought several properties. A few years ago, I was able to actually move up here, give up the corporate rat race, as they would call it. And I love the town. I've been a fixture at the meetings as a spectator in city government, and I would like to take a shot at participating more. And I hope everybody votes for Lee Landris.
Good evening. My name is Cinnamon Spurlock. And I grew up here in Helen, actually, from the age of six until I graduated high school. And after I graduated high school, I left. I was in the Army for 8 years. After I served in the military, landed in Nashville, had a corporate job, did the rat race, as Lee mentioned, for 16. But during those 16 years, I was able to gain some experience that I absolutely feel that will be beneficial in serving as a position in a position as a commission for the commissioner for the city. I truly love this town. After growing up here, I had my first jobs here, obviously, and coming back, I want to see this town continue to thrive. I want to see this town grow. I want to ensure that we have the economic growth and development that we need to ensure that the future is stable. And I'm very interested in building or mending a bridge, if you will, between the businesses in town and with the government. I think we need to work on that just a little bit. So that's one of the biggest reasons why I'm running for the position of a commissioner. And I'm just really excited to be involved.
Thank you. Jeff Ash.
Thank you, Billy. First of all, I'd like to thank WRWH for carrying this countywide. I think it's the first one of its kind, particularly for an election. But my name is Jeff Ash. My wife and I are residents of White County and Helen. We moved here in 71. All of my children were born here, and we've been blessed to call this place home. I was fortunate enough to get into politics in 73, so I've served with a lot of different people with a lot of different opinions and been involved in a lot of the development, and I'm very proud of that. Wouldn't go back and change a thing because then something else might happen. But I'm proud that this group has chosen to run. Sometimes people don't want to get into politics, but over my 40 years, I've had the opportunity of serving with Donna Kay's mother. I've known Cinnamon's mother and daddy. I think I know everybody in town, and I've had that privilege. I've also had the privilege, I see friends out in the audience from Innsbruck. I'm also on that board of directors of Innsbruck, and that is one of the largest residential developments in White County. And I've had the privilege of working with the foundation in Gainesville, Georgia. So I stay pretty busy, and my wife keeps me very busy here with the Art Center. So, Billy, thank you for hosting this for us and exposing the qualities of each and every one of these people running. And all they have to do is get out and vote.
All right. Thank you. We'll start with the questions. And remember, you have about, why don't you pass it down, and we'll start on this end with the questions. You have 2 minutes for each question. You don't have to use all of the 2 minutes, but feel free to use those 2 minutes and also keep an eye on Beth as she gives you your 30-second warning. Here's the first question, and it comes from the audience. I've got a few questions of my own, but I want to start with one from the audience. And it says, what major change would you like to see for Helen?
Well, I would really love to see the communication between the store owners and everything. I mean, many years ago, they all got together and decided to make this town what it is. And I would love to see the people of this town communicate a lot better on the events and things that they would like to see and hear their voice. I'd like to bring peace to a lot of people that's had some disagreements here and see if we can't just mend it and do what we can to make it a better place.
Thank you.
I think we have this is Donna K. Burke, but I think we have a fabulous town, and I think we do have a very good line of communication with the shop owners and the city. I did have someone ask if we could publish our agendas before the meetings. We could very well do that, but on every meeting that we have to amend that agenda at the last minute. We have to strike items and we have to add items. So even if you get online and get it, it's not going to be correct. But, you know, I think we do already have a great line of communication.
This is Lee Landris. On the communications, I have seen a lot of improvements over the last few years. They can always be better. I personally would like to see maybe a economic director, someone whose job was to bring business into town. The more business, the better. The existing shops benefit tremendously when people come into town, stay longer, there's more to do. And that's about it.
But before we continue, let me just repeat the question. We got two more to answer. What major change would you like to see for Helen?
This is Cinnamon. I actually would agree with the communication improvements, as Ronnie had mentioned. I don't really think that we're where we need to be. One thing that I didn't mention is I was instrumental in starting a business owners group called ABLH a couple years ago, and it was a need based on business feedback, giving them an opportunity to voice ideas for events. We need to bring more events into this town, events, festivals, things to extend our season, if you will, so we have some revenue coming in. I would like to see a lot of revenue outside of the five-month period that we currently have. So that's really the big major change, additional events and festivals.
Thank you, Cinnamon. I do concur with a lot of what she said, that events have fostered a lot of growth during a downtime from 2007 to now. The good part is that we're making our own kind, and we need to pay more attention. And Billy is a major point. We've got to really improve on our communication lines, disseminating information out to the business people and the property owners. But the only major item, right now, Helen is on the course for really good improvement, and I really can't pinpoint a major change that we haven't already looked into, investigated, or would be very open-minded to any suggestions that, you know, were brought to the table. I mean, it's your town, so it's not for me to find that one major item, but collectively it's all our to do. So, but I did concur with each of the messages from all of them.
Thank you. We'll start with the next question, and we'll start with Jeff Ash and go down. And this question is from the audience as well. Do you feel the city's current ordinance structure promotes business growth?
Yes, it does. Certainly, over the years, ordinances are drafted to help everyone have an equal playing field to operate. Ordinances, though, are drafted to be changed if they need to be changed, and if the right
subject matter, the right recommendations are brought to the full commission, amendments, adjustments to those ordinances should we look at industry or whatever, then I would challenge those people to bring that to the commission, whoever's on there, because ordinances are not set in stone. People, you got to understand
they are drafted based on.
You need to repeat the question. I will. Do you feel the city's ordinance structure promotes business growth?
My feelings on the ordinance structure is, as an example, our sign ordinance is 68 pages. One of the things that I would like to do, and again, I go back to the ABLH, we were wanting to review the ordinance that are currently in place, review them to see if we can, I don't want to say streamline, but as Jeff mentioned, over time, we just add to and we add to. Maybe we can go back and revisit, bring ideas to the table. We want to keep with the spirit of the town, for sure. But I just feel that the current structure, and I go back to the sign, it really does not at this time promote growth. We just need to revisit them.
Okay, thank you. That was Cinnamon Spurlock.
Thank you.
This is Lee Landris. I think there are some ordinances that should be tweaked a little. I'm not a fan of flashing neon. We've got to stick with the Alpine theme. You need some restrictions, but there's many of them that could be updated, especially the real old ones. And I would have no problem listening to any specific problem with one and seeing if maybe it was time to look at it and, you know, if it'll help promote some new business in town or, you know, the existing business flourish, then I'm all for that.
And this is Donna K. Burke. I do not feel that our ordinances stuns growth, okay? Does it promote it? It might not promote it, but it does not in any way, I don't feel, is stopping the growth in this town. I don't believe it has to do with the ordinances. But there again, I think any of them can be looked at, and if someone has a problem with one, then they should come to City Hall and discuss it. We would be more than glad to look at it.
This is Ronnie Halton. The ordinance in town, I agree, needs to be tweaked out a little bit. One thing I really don't understand is the grandfather law, how it's one person can do one thing because they were grandfathered in years ago. I think it should be changed. I said, if they could do it, why can't everybody else do it too, instead of having this grandfather law that we have here in town?
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the next question. We'll just start with you, Ronnie, when you got the mic. This is kind of a companion question to that one, I guess. This is a question from the audience. The perception among the community is Helen is stagnant. What are your plans to improve our attractiveness to tourists all year round? And the question is, what are your plans to improve our attractiveness to tourists all year round?
Well, Bert does all the flowers and things here in town and everything, but I feel like there could be some improvement on some of the sidewalks that's in town to go to the other side, especially the bank right in front of City Hall. I mean, that's an eyesore for people coming into town, and I feel like that we could do something to that bank to make it have a better appearance to it than what it is right now.
And this is Donna K. Burke. I don't feel that Helen is stagnant. Every town that I know of has an off period. I don't know of any tourist location that has it 12 months out of the year. You can go to Florida in October and there's not going to be anyone on the beach. You can go in July and it is full of people. Would we like to see this town full of people 24/7? Probably yes. But I don't feel that Helen is stagnant whatsoever. As a matter of fact, revenues are up, tourist is up, so I don't feel that it is stagnant. There's always room for improvement in everything, but I think Bart does a fabulous job on our flowers. And the other thing is people are more educated than they used to be. I think what they do is they get on the social media, they look to see what is in that town before they go. Look at your menu on a restaurant to see what is available before they go. But I don't believe Helen is stagnant whatsoever.
Okay. Lee Landris, I will have to agree. I do not believe Helen is stagnant. I don't believe it looks stagnant. The biggest thing you could change is bringing in some new businesses. That way, when people come to town, they see something new. They see growth. They can't say, oh, we've already been to Helen. Well, be something there this year that wasn't last year. There's a reason to go again. But like I said, I do not feel it is stagnant.
This is Cinnamon. I'm going to answer this question based on the feedback that I get from my customers that come into my cafe. And I am lucky enough, fortunate enough, if you will, that I am open year-round. And after November, I'm going to say November, it's like, you know, the light switch goes off. And I have families that come in and they're like, well, what is there to do? And I'm hard-pressed to tell them what there is to do. And I think that with effort, again, going back to the events, the festivals, the buy-in of the businesses to have their shops open a little bit longer to extend our season, if you will, we will have people come back and we will have people say, oh, well, it's not the same old as it was when I was here, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I don't think it's completely stagnant, but I absolutely think that we have a lot of room for improvement.
Let me just repeat the question. What are your plans to improve our attractiveness to tourists all year round?
That wasn't
the question.
No.
Well, the whole question, the whole question was the perception among the community is Helen is stagnant. What are your plans to improve our attractiveness to tourists all year round?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, those are the two. Okay, that's the question. Okay. The question is still the question. What are your plans to improve?
Well, number one, the town is not stagnant, Billy. I don't go with that theory. We've got a $6 million hotel under construction. We've got a 50-unit hotel being completely remodeled. We have a building department inspector now that's inundated with building improvements. That's where it starts. The quality starts in our structure, our infrastructure, our landlords, our property owners fixing up their property. That is the key issue. Now, number two, if you've ever been in the banking business, you know that the market dried up 7 years ago. So we have merchants downtown that are excellent merchants. They have no access to credit. They used to call me a jam and jelly lender. By golly, I'd loan it. And we're not getting that cooperation until we do. Until the financial markets open up and start factoring and giving these business people an inventory to run with, we're not going to improve. That is something that we cannot correct. The marketplace has to correct that.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's just keep your mic there. We're going to switch gears after this question, but this question is kind of along the same line, so I'll just get it out of the way. Who is responsible for recruiting new business to Helen? Who is responsible for recruiting events to Helen? Maybe different people, I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a brief answer. The town is responsible for recruiting new business. It's not anyone's particular job description, but we all have to be educated and aware so that we can discuss with potential investors what this town's got. And it's my responsibility if I invest in a community to research the ordinances, to research the profitability, the growth patterns, and all this stuff. And that's what I'd like to see done over the next 4 years is for us to open up the floodgates to our financial sector, open up tourism, and make it easier for our business people to succeed. We don't have them by the throat. The financial sector has them by the throat. I can assure you of that. And We've got a real good town. We issue over 250 licenses a year. That's pretty impressive. Our hotels are up 14-15%. Our restaurants are doing good. The people that are struggling are the retail merchants that don't have access to capital. Okay?
Thank you. Next is Cinnamon. Would you like for me to repeat the question?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Who is responsible for recruiting new business? Who is responsible for recruiting new business to Helen and events to Helen?
I would agree with Jeff in the statement that I think that we are all responsible for recruiting businesses to come to town. I can't speak as well as Jeff on the financial side, unfortunately. But I'd like to focus on the events. That's a very good question. Who is responsible for bringing in new events to town? I don't have that answer. There's no one person. ABLH, again, the Business Association, we couldn't find who was responsible, so we did it ourselves, bringing in an event, but it did take us a year to make that happen. So that's how I would address that question.
Thank you.
Lee Landris, I agree that is a problem because it's hard to answer that question as to whose responsibility is that. I've mentioned an economic director, someone who, that's your job, to bring business into town. It's you perform or find another job. We do have a convention and visitors bureau. They do a very good job of bringing the visitors into town. Don't know about the conventions, but it is something that I agree it's not the city's job to, do the businesses, but the city needs the businesses. And if it means having a group or a person who it is your job to bring business into town, whether it's a chamber of commerce or whether it's an economic director, we do need that.
This is Donna K. Burke. Who is responsible for bringing in new businesses? That is a very good question. We do fund the CVB. In the next 5 years, we will be funding them probably $3.5 million to promote tourists. I don't believe we really have anyone to actually go out and recruit businesses for the city of Helen. That's usually a private individual. If you would like to have an event and you want to make money off of it, you want to build have an outside event or anything like that, you can do that. Just like you can come in and open up a new motel, a restaurant, a gift shop, anything you want to. But it is up to the individuals, to come into town to do that. And a lot of people visit Helen at a time when they see all of the people here. They quit their job wherever they are because they're going to move to Helen and strike it rich. Okay. Well, when they get here, it is not like that at all. And most of these people do not know what they're doing. You have a few businesses in Helen that have been in business for years. Plus, some of these people own 2 and 3 businesses. They are very successful because they do have a quality business. They give quality service at a good price.
Thank you.
This is Ronnie Halton. That is a good question. Who is responsible for that? I don't know, really. I've not been involved with the city on the CVB board and all that other stuff. But I do feel like that we need to bring somebody in here, and just like Lee said, and give them that responsibility to make this town grow and strive. And we need to work on that.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit to another subject that has to do with services. And the question to you, and we're starting with Ronnie Halton, is where do you stand on consolidating White County Fire Services to include Helen?
Well, I'm not real familiar with that question either. I mean, I would love to see the city of Helen keep their fire department, and it be the Helen Fire Department instead of going in with White County.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Donna K. Burke. To answer that, in a meeting about a year ago, we mentioned the possibility of consolidating Helen with White County. At that time, we only had services covered about 40% of the time. By going with White County, we would have 24/7 fire protection. That was our goal, to do that. And right now we do have that. We have yet to even discuss a plan with the county. We have not even sat down and written a rough draft on that. If we can get better protection for the same amount of money, then it might work out. But that is something that we have not really even, like I said, we do not even have a rough draft on that. We want the best protection for the citizens and the tourists is what we're striving to do.
Yeah, Lee Landris, I'll agree with Donna. Right now we have better fire protection than we've had since I've been up here. And if letting it be called a White County Fire Department, as long as we've got our department in our town, staffed in our town, which can respond immediately in our town, then I would probably be okay with that.
This is Cinnamon Spurlock. I would say that if it makes good economic sense for the city, if we have the appropriate required coverage to ensure that everybody is safe, especially with the influx of the guests that we have during our season, then I would be all for it, as long as the details were communicated out so all the residents and businesses understood what was going on.
As Donna stated earlier, a year ago, we thought we were covered police-wise, I mean fire-wise. We just recently amended the budget to add 24/7, 365, which means someone is in that fire station 24 all the time. It takes 4.5 people to cover a 365-day shift. I don't have a problem working with the county. I think we have an obligation to work with our county, particularly in emergency management. We have homes located within a 5-mile radius of this city that we should be equally as responsible to responding to a fire as one here in town. But it is essential that we have 24/7 in the heart of this town all the time. A small fire in this town that was built back in the 40s and 50s could leave a blight on the community that could affect tourism. But as far as working with the county, I think that the city of Cleveland has got to come on board and sit down in those communications with the county. And look, fire protection is just like EMS. You don't think about it until your house is on fire. And we need to be careful in what we do.
Okay. Just hold on to your mic there. Okay. Here's the next question, and we'll start with Jeff Ash. Do you think canceling SOWO was appropriate in light of the economic its economic success? And then they got a question, maybe better planning, question mark. So do you think it was appropriate to...
Yeah, I made the motion to stop it. I've been quite honest with you.
That is a situation that we all need to take and learn from. SOWO started out, we went through a 3-4 year period with it, and it grew. And all of a sudden it began to grow too fast. And when you start having special events that require
the promoter to guesstimate the amount of police protection, fire protection, room coverage, do we have places for people to stay? You don't need to have an event that outgrows your functional population. And functional population is that number of people in your community at any given time that you can accommodate for. That number is somewhere between 7,500 to 10,000 people. We had 25,000. We misgauged it.
Social media as a way of bringing in people so fast that we almost got ourselves in trouble. That cannot happen again. It won't. We find an office.
Thank you.
This is Cinnamon. I feel that, was it appropriate to cancel SOA? That was the question. I think that event was huge, but I also feel that there has been a lot of lessons learned. I think that with the appropriate prior planning to include the county, the surrounding areas, that we could have handled it a lot better. Thank goodness nobody was hurt. But I do agree with Jeff that with the social media out there, that things can happen very quickly that even 5 years ago wouldn't have happened so fast. But when you see, you know, a picture posted on Facebook and it looks like everything is great and we can do what we want, and that's going to spread like wildfire. And I think that happened and we got caught in that. So I'm hoping that we have learned our lesson. And when we have future events, maybe not as large as SOA, that we will ensure that we address those items appropriately.
Lee Landris, I also agree canceling it was the right thing to do. I love events. I wish we had an event going on here all the time. But we can only handle a certain size event. If it requires having state troopers every 10 feet lying in the street, or maybe the National Guard standing around to have your event take place here, I don't think that would be good for the future of Helen.
And this is Donna K. Burke, and I think it was mandatory that we cancel SOA. It is like putting 50 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag. There just was no room for it whatsoever. There's not enough room in this county to have an event like that with that many people in that age of group that we had. And it's out of control as they got.
Well, I agree with the cancellation of it also. But, you know, it's a lesson we learn with that many people coming into such a small community that in the future, if we plan something like that, I think we need to be more prepared for it instead of coming down on us like it did this in the SOA event.
Okay, thank y'all. This question is kind of three sentences, so listen up, and we'll start with you, and I'll be glad to repeat it if you need me to. What would you do specifically to improve the communication between the commission and the community? Do you feel there is a way to let constituents be heard? If so, what do you suggest?
Well, just like, you know, the last few weeks, I've been walking through town, and I personally have been talking to all the store owners and workers and things like that. And I really feel like that the store owners, the way they feel is they don't have a vote here because they don't live here, and they feel like they don't have a voice either. I feel like we need to mend that and maybe change our meeting time to the evening later to where the store owners can come in and have a voice and let us listen to what they got to say, because they're the ones that's running this town. They're the ones that does all the work out there, and we need to listen to what they got to say.
All right, thank you.
This is Donna K. Burke, and was the question communication between the shop owners and the city commission?
Let me just repeat it. What would you do specifically to improve the communication between the commission and the community? Do you feel there is a way to let constituents be heard? If so, what do you suggest?
At one time, there was even like a restaurant association. I think there needs to be downtown business association. Those people get together, and whatever their concerns are, let them come to us, or either have a representative that comes to us, whether it's a sign ordinance or anything like that. And they're not communicating with it. We are all available at any time if anyone would like to call us with a concern. They are not doing that, but I think maybe if they had, and I don't know if they still have a merchants association or not. They did at one time. Shop owners, restaurant association, every one of them had one, and I think that's what they need to do.
Lou Landris, I would try to make myself available to any business owner, any citizen that, you know, has a question, complaint, whatever. You know, I'll go back on the meetings are open out of 12 months out of the year. Most even a shop owner could find time to attend a meeting when the first part of the meeting, they can speak their concern and then be back at work very quickly. Once again, all the commissioner's phone numbers are published. You know, all I could do is try to make sure I'm personally available.
This is Cinnamon. As a commissioner, I would work with the businesses to reestablish a business association. I saw it firsthand. The business, as Donna had mentioned, the businesses get together. They, if they have an issue to discuss, they have a representative come up. They speak with the council. But I would also like to see, not just for the businesses, but also for the residents, maybe a quarterly after-hours meeting. I would volunteer my time to come and attend that meeting, to chair the meeting, whatever, to give them a voice. I just don't feel that having the meetings at 3 and at 10 are conducive with whether you're a business owner or a resident that is working outside of town. We just need to be flexible with that. So I think giving, whether it be quarterly meetings, monthly meetings, or whatever, but establishing a business owners association group is needed.
Agree with the organization of the businesses, but we as commissioners are all available to the business people. Our names are posted. I'm in town every day, and I haven't had one phone call in 4 years. Our business meetings with the city are structured for 10 and 3 o'clock. That is the highest and best time, because you have your full staff of people working. You have your police department. You have your department heads. You have the people that run the CVB, the chamber, the business people. If you want to come to a meeting, what we've done is made that meeting time available to you. Now, if you've got a real issue, you bring it to me. It'll be brought up in a council meeting, and I can speak for every commissioner I've served with, present and past. You put it in writing to them, it will be brought to us. But we need to educate people to call us. I mean, everything's open records. We're not hiding anything from anybody. We want your input. And you can put it in writing to us. I'll be happy to make sure it gets to the table. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, here's a question from me. What special trait do you have? And you don't have to list them all, just one special trait that you have that would serve you well in this job, or that serves you well in this job. One special trait.
One special trait. I guess the fact that I've had the privilege of serving everybody for 40 years gives me an advantage, because I've seen mistakes that I've made as a commissioner. I've seen the good that a lot of other commissioners have done. But what I enjoy is the fact that numbers stick with me very good. You know, I'm a numbers guy. I had the privilege of being in my first years in office, everybody's banker. So when I'd go to a council meeting, I didn't have to worry about getting tackled because I just made a loan to them. But all I can bring to the table is some form of balance that I've had the privilege of seeing other commissioners bring to the table and help me be a better person. And God knows I've been through a bunch of them. And that's what helps me. That's what drives me to come back in here and sign up for another 4 years. I'd really be at home. I love it too much.
This is Cinnamon. I would say being a good listener and problem solver. It served me well in the corporate world, and that's what I think I could bring to the table as a commissioner.
Lee Landris, I'm definitely open-minded. I am reasonable. And I listen. I mean, I'm sure I have an opinion about most things, but I'm welcome listening to yours. And if yours makes more sense than mine, I don't have a problem with that.
And this is Donna K. Burke. I guess the special trait is I do not consider myself to be a politician whatsoever. I just really care about the town. I love the town, and I care about its future very much. And I think I have a lot of common sense.
Well, this is Ronnie Helton. Communication and listening ears. You know, I go places and people come up to me and just start talking to me about some of the off-the-wall stuff, and I'm like, do I have a blinking light on my head saying I'm a listener? You know, and I just feel like communication is a good one of my good points.
All right, it's time to wrap it up. Believe it or not, this has gone very smoothly. And before we wrap it up, I just want to say to each of the candidates, I admire you for running. It's easy to talk about it. It's easy to criticize. It's easy to make a lot of comments. But everybody has a chance to step up to the plate, and you five have stepped up. And I think you've made it a better race for it. So thank you for it. We'll start with, if you could pass the microphone down to Jeff, because we're going to do the wrap up. In the wrap up, each candidate will have for Helen City Commission will have 2 minutes to kind of sum up what they want to say, and then we'll be through it right at 7 o'clock, if not before. Okay, Jeff.
Well, again, Billy, thank you and WRWH for carrying this countywide. My only comments are that I've enjoyed running with these people here, and I look forward to another term if elected. We got a great county, and I see the opportunity for us to have to address change over the next 4 years with the way we do business. We have to be careful of the regulations that are being handed down, both from the national level and state level to the local level, and then we take the blame for it. But we've got to be cognizant of that and make sure that we look after our locals as well as our business people. And I think we're quite capable of that. This town has always stepped up to the plate, no matter who's in office, and I trust that that will continue to take place forever.
Thank you.
This is Cinnamon. First, I'd like to thank everybody that came tonight. Thank you very much. But I think what we all have in common here is that we love this town, and we want what's best for the town. I've never held a political office before, but I'm willing to. I'm up for the challenge, and I think I do have a lot of experience to bring to the table, fresh ideas, new perspectives, and I'm excited. So I would just say, please make sure you come out on November 3rd, if not before, and place your vote.
Yeah, Lee Landris, you know, once again, I think more people need to be involved. You have no room to complain if you're not willing to step up and help fix it. I've sat through hundreds of meetings when there weren't as many people attending them as they are here tonight. A mayor years ago made the comment that you ought to come to the meetings. You ought to know what's going on in the city government, because if not, you're just listening to rumors. And, you know, so I think I would be a very good commissioner. Like I said, open-minded, listening. What you want is what matters.
Thank you.
And this is Donna K. Burke. And I would like to thank everyone tonight also for coming out. And I think the town is in the best financial position it's ever been in. I think all of our departments are doing fabulous, from our department, police department, every one of them. There's always room for improvement. But I wish everyone would keep in mind the city and us as a government. We're here to make sure the infrastructure, that your sidewalks, that you've got water, you've got sewage, everything like that, for people to come in and open up a business. we, the city, are not in a restaurant business or entertainment business, you know, or shop business. We have everything here for people to come in, and even the tourists, if you will come in and open a business. I mean, you know, that is up to the private sector to do that.
Thank you.
This is Ronnie Helton, and I'd like to thank all of y'all for coming out also. You know, I'm not a politician, and I'm not going to make a promise that I can't keep. And, you know, it's nothing personal, but I really feel like we need some new blood in this town.
Thank you, candidates. And with that, we'll sign off.